All right, so you're thinking about taking the plunge, buying property in the Balearics, huh? Sun and sand and all that.
Yeah.
But before you start picturing yourself, sipping cocktails by the beach, we got to talk about the reality of buying real estate in the Balearic Islands.
Yeah, it's not always as straightforward as it might seem.
Not at all. It can be tricky, especially if you're not up to speed on the local laws and regulations. We're talking about serious stuff that could end up costing you a lot of money if you're not careful.
Exactly. That's why we've got with us Spurt and Jum, a firm that specializes in property transactions in the Balearics. They're the experts you want in your corner when navigating this kind of market.
Absolutely. They've got the experience and the know-how to make sure everything goes smoothly and you don't run into any nasty surprises.
And what I find really interesting is that they have all this incredible insight that most people wouldn't even think about, like the crucial role of building permits and even something called military permits for non-EU buyers.
Military permits. That sounds intense.
Yeah.
We'll definitely have to get into that. But first things first, what's the absolute most important thing our listeners need to know before they even start looking at listings online?
Due diligence.
Well.
Due diligence. Due diligence. I cannot stress this enough. But here's the thing. It's not just about checking for leaky faucets or making sure the roof doesn't leak. In the Balearics, you absolutely have to review the property's urbanistic status before you commit to anything.
Urbanistic status.
Yeah.
Now that's a term I haven't heard before. What does that even mean?
In the simplest terms, it refers to the legal standing of the property within the local planning regulations. You could find the most beautiful villa overlooking the sea, but if it turns out it was built without the proper permits,
Uh-oh.
you could be in for a world of legal trouble.
So you're saying I could actually end up buying a property that's technically illegal, even if it's listed for sale?
It's a possibility, and that's what makes due diligence so critical. The thing is, in the Balearics, the only thing that truly determines if a construction is legal is the building permit, not the land registry, not the cadastre, just that one document.
So I could unknowingly buy a house that legally shouldn't even exist.
It's a risk you don't want to take. That's where Spurt and Jum comes in. They're the experts at deciphering all this legal stuff. They'll go through the building permits, check for any irregularities, and give you the green light before you move forward.
So that's step one. Get those expert eyes on the property's legal status. All right, let's say everything checks out and we're ready to take the next step. What happens then?
Contracts and deposits. That's where things can get a bit more complicated. In Spain, you'll usually come across something called a contrato de arras, or deposit contract.
So this is like the prenup of real estate.
You could say that. It's basically a legally binding agreement that outlines all the details of the purchase, the agreed upon price, any deadlines, all the important documentation, things like the sigilla de habitabilidad, which is like a certificate of occupancy.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So if I'm putting down a deposit, where does that money go? Is there a safe way to handle that?
The most secure option is to hold the deposit in a notary's account. It's like having a neutral third party overseeing the transaction. But sometimes the seller might prefer to receive the deposit directly into their own account, which is also legally valid.
So there are different ways to go about it.
Right. That's why it's crucial to have someone like Spritz and John guiding you. They'll assess the situation and advise you on the best approach for your specific circumstances.
Okay, so we've done our due diligence. The contrato de arras is signed. The deposit is secured. It feels like we're getting closer to that Balearic dream.
We are. But before you pack your bags, there's another crucial element we need to talk about: financing.
Yes, of course.
Ah.
You got to make sure you can actually afford that piece of paradise.
Exactly. And this is another area where Spritz and Jum really excels. They have a deep understanding of the financial landscape in the Balearics.
So they can help with things like mortgages and other financing options.
Absolutely. They can connect you with the right lenders, negotiate favorable terms, and ensure the financial side of your purchase is as smooth as the legal side. They're with you every step of the way, from the initial consultation to finalizing the purchase.
That sounds incredibly helpful, especially for someone who's not familiar with the Spanish banking system.
Exactly. They'll guide you, answer all your questions, and make sure you feel confident and secure throughout the entire process.
This is all sounding really good, but I'm sure there are still a few more twists and turns on this journey. What else should our listeners be prepared for?
Well, there's one more thing that often catches people off guard, especially if you're not from the EU.
Oh, really? Give me the scoop.
You might need a military permit.
A military permit to buy a house. And that doesn't sound very relaxing. Now I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
It's a unique requirement for non-EU buyers and even some EU residents who happen to be married to non-EU citizens.
So if I'm European, but my spouse isn't, we still need this permit.
That's right. It's all related to Spain's strategic importance and some historical sensitivities surrounding foreign ownership.
Wow, I had no idea. Okay, so this permit sounds pretty important. Is it a complicated process?
It can take a few months to get everything sorted, so it's crucial to factor that into your timeline. You don't want to miss deadlines or jeopardize your deposit because of unexpected delays.
Good point. Timing is everything.
Yeah.
So once we've got the legal stuff and financing figured out, what does the actual purchase process look like?
The big moment is signing the Escritura de Compraventa, the official deed of sale. This all happens at the notary's office.
So that's the final step. The moment I get the keys and can finally call that Balearic beauty mine.
Precisely. The notary reviews all the documents, makes sure everything is in order, and then you officially become the proud owner of the property.
That sounds pretty straightforward. Are there any tricky details that people should be aware of?
There are always intricacies. For instance, the deed has to perfectly match the terms laid out in your contrato de arras, and all the required documentation needs to be included. This is where having Spernjeme by your side is invaluable. They meticulously check everything to ensure it's all correct and you can sign with complete peace of mind.
So they're like my legal safety net.
Absolutely. They're there to protect your interests at every stage.
Okay, I've signed the deed, I've got the keys, the champagne is on ice. But before we celebrate, there's one thing I always dread, taxes.
Ah, yes. Taxes can't escape those, even in paradise.
What do I need to know about taxes when buying property in the Balearics?
Well, you have 30 days after the sale to pay the taxes. The exact amount will vary based on the value of the property. So a luxury villa will naturally come with a higher tax bill than a cozy little finca.
That makes sense. So bigger purchase means bigger taxes.
Got it.
Any other tax quirks I should be aware of?
Just one thing. New constructions have a slightly different tax structure. Instead of the usual transfer tax, you'll pay a 10% VAT plus a 2% transfer tax.
So new builds have their own set of rules.
Okay.
Got it. Anything else I need to do after I've paid the taxes?
One last thing. You need to register the property at the corresponding property registry. This officially records you as the new owner in the public records.
Phew. It seems like buying property in the Balearics involves a lot of paperwork.
It can be a bit daunting. But that's where Spernjeme really shines. They handle all the paperwork and ensure everything is filed correctly and on time. They'll even accompany you to appointments and translate any legal jargon, so you never feel lost or confused.
So they're basically my one-stop shop for navigating this entire process.
Exactly. They take care of all the complexities, so you can focus on the fun part, planning your new life in the Balearics.
Amazing. We've covered a lot today. Due diligence contracts, deposits, that intriguing military permit, financing, taxes. It's quite a lot to take in.
It is. But remember, knowledge is power. And with experts like Spernjeme on your side, you can approach this process with confidence and turn that Balearic dream into a reality.
They really take the stress and uncertainty out of the equation, so you can focus on finding your perfect slice of paradise.
Wow. It really sounds like Spernjeme takes all the guesswork out of buying property in the Balearics. Like, they're holding your hand every step of the way, making sure you don't trip and fall.
Yeah, exactly. Their expertise and their commitment to transparency and efficiency really set them apart. They build trust and ensure you have peace of mind throughout the entire process.
I can almost see our listener now, a year from now, sipping sangria on their terrace, overlooking the Mediterranean. They found their dream property. They navigated the purchase process smoothly, thanks to Spernjeme, and now they're living the Balearic life.
That's the power of knowledge and the right support. It gives you the confidence to make informed decisions and achieve your goals, even in a complex field like real estate.
It's all about understanding the nuances, anticipating the challenges, and knowing you have experts in your corner every step of the way. That feeling of security, knowing you've done everything right, it's priceless. It allows you to fully enjoy the rewards of owning property in such a beautiful and unique place.
So to our listener who's dreaming of escaping to the Balearics, don't be intimidated by the process. Embrace the journey. Arm yourself with knowledge. And remember that with the right guidance, your island dream can become a reality.
Who knows? Maybe we'll bump into you on a sunny terrace someday, enjoying tapas and celebrating your new life in the Balearics.
Cheers to that. Thanks for listening, everyone. And until next time. Keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.